if wishes were horses, I would ride, ride, ride.
Machine, they're left to grow wild and free. That is the unmistakable sound of Alison Krauss. That for sure is Alison Krauss. Every time you say goodbye, and I grab that from the Now That I've Found You, a collection going back to 1995 on New Rounder Records, Alison Krauss and Union Station. She is just one of the best, and she's been doing this since she was very young. She's just one of the best bluegrass players out there. Before that, Della May, they have a great sound. We heard Bourbon Hound, and they got some help from Molly Tuttle and Avril Smith on that one. That is from the Butcher Shop EP. And speaking of Molly Tuttle, we heard Molly Tuttle in Golden Highway, the title track to their new album that I really dig, Crooked Tree. We heard Claire Lynch, If Wishes Were Horses. That is also from the Oh Sister, the Women's Bluegrass Collection. And we started the set with Lori Lewis and Kathy Kallick, Just Like Rain, from their 1995 album, Together. All right, so thank you for going down the bluegrass rabbit hole with me. Every once in a while, there's a genre that I like, but I just don't play a lot. And I try to dig deeper and find good stuff for you, so I hope you enjoyed it. All right, I've been hearing about this thing. I'm not exactly sure what to call it, sort of like a movement, I guess, but it's black artists in Americana and country music. And last week in Nashville, they had what was called the Black Opry. I think they did it at the Opry House. I'm not sure. I'm sorry, did I call it the Opry House? I'm combining Boston's Opera House with the Grand Ole Opry, which is what I meant to say. anyway, there is this organization that is out there actively promoting black artists in Americana. They're called Black Opry. You can go to blackopry.com to learn more. But I heard them promoting some of their artists on a radio show that I listen to on satellite radio, because I love satellite radio for digging deep. And so I'm going to share with you some of the artists I just discovered from listening to Black Opry talk about their movement and their artists, and then share some others that I already did know about, because there are more and more black artists doing Americana and country music. They do tend to not get as much airplay as other folks doing country music, but they deserve it because they're doing quality music. So let's dig into that a little bit. Going to start with a duo that is really, really interesting. And this is a duo called The War and Treaty, here on Something About the Women.
I doggies isn't easy. Stars ignite and make me hazy. When a prairie tenor sings to me. Ooh.
She's looking down a deep well. She don't want to be saved. It's gonna be a hard sell to call her back from the grave. She's sending you a long letter from the end of days. She's looking down a deep well. She don't want to be saved. She's standing at the train station like a statue would. Free tickets to the revelation, still feeling no good. Cause her mother told her not to linger in this neighborhood. She's standing at the train station like a statue would.
Thank you. come. My bags are packed and I'm ready. I think I'm gonna make a run.
Okay, wrapping up a set of music by Black Americana artists. That was Yola, perhaps one of the best known ones. That was the title track to her album Walk Through Fire. Before that, we heard Lizzie Ngo doing Deep Well Song. That is from her 2019 album Vanity. Chris Matthews did Exactly Where You Are from her album Changemakers, just came out last year. We heard Miko Marks' Long Journey Home. That is from an EP she put out called Race Records, and I think that was a very deliberate title to talk about what used to be called Race Records, back when that's what artists, albums by Black artists were called. We heard Queen Esther doing the Black Cowgirl song, and we started off with the Warren Treaty, Little Boy Blue, from their 2020 album Hearts Town. All right. Good stuff there. All right. It is about 24 minutes until the top of the hour, which is when I bid you adieu and when Brian Young will come up with Crash Course for the Ravers. But I've got plenty of more music for you, including this brand new one from Sheryl Crow here on Something About the Women. Thank you.
talk about whose side you're on. It won't matter when we're gone. I wanna talk about me and you being true, how we can keep it together. 'Cause if we're alone in the universe, I know we can do better. Do, 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 do. I know we can do better. Do, 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 do. I know we can do better.
Picking out new exes, acting up. If you really wanna want me, I'll be riding on my pony just to sing and moany, moany, 'cause I'm acting up. Even Tiger Woods couldn't swing it this good, I'm acting up. Mama Queen Mustang, $100 in the tank, gas it up. Call me Bobby, call me harder than wasabi, 'cause I'm acting up. I want a sunset ride, a velvet rodeo, a Colorado high, a California glow. I wanna see the desert from a painted palomino. Señorita, need to have a little fun. I'm acting up. I'm acting up. Looking for the lightning. When I find it, then I run it, acting up. Little Lone Star Elvis gonna get a little selfish, shacking up. With my microphone money, bought my own milk and honey, got my own kind of country, kind of funky. Turn it up.
Speak, her knees were weak, she could almost taste it. Easy. There once this old black cat was sitting in an old black Cadillac, and the Joe smells sweet, so she curls up at her boyfriend's feet and says, I got a plan, Sam. How'd you like to make some of that easy money out? He said, yes, oh yes, just tell me what you want me to do. She says, baby, you can trust me. Jill set the bait. She won't gonna sit around and wait, cause this guy was wise to all of the lies, and he flies out the door with easy money. Oh, because there ain't no man who got money in his hand, got any of that bread back in the slew in the head. The easier it looks, the harder it hooks. Well, there just ain't no such thing.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Well, I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that man are gonna flood you, big one.
that is the end of the last full set for this week, for this show. That was Rosie Flores doing Johnny Cash song, Big River. That is from Dressed in Black, a tribute to Johnny Cash. Came out in the early 2000s. Paula Nelson did Easy Money. That's a new single. Just came out. Really like that one. Miranda Lambert has a new one, Actin' Up. That is from an album called Palomino. I don't think the whole album is out yet, but should be coming any minute. Lauren Morrow did Do Better from her 2019 single. And we started the set with Sheryl Crow. I guess there's a new documentary on Showtime about Sheryl Crow. And she did Live With Me, which is a Rolling Stones cover. And guess who that was on harmonica? None other than Mick Jagger. Yes, that Mick Jagger. All right. Well, it is almost time to wrap it up here on Something About the Women. I can squeak in another song or two. And then Brian will be up with Crash Course for the Ravers. Brian, if I go long, fade me out. And I want to thank you all for listening, not just this week, but every week to us here on Something About the Women. And you are, of course, listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And check us out on Facebook at Something About the Women Radio Show. You can stream this show at WMFO.org. You can get it on the TuneIn Radio app. And if you ever miss an episode, they are archived for 2 weeks at WMFO.org. Go to the schedule, navigate to our show on Saturdays, and then find the date of the show that you missed. All right, leaving you now with some music here from Julie Miller here on Something About the Women. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
What can I do? I see now. Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger.